This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. CPN-UML second statute convention continues with panel discussions. Leaders to present reports today. Nagdhunga Sisnekhola tunnel in final stage set to open in mid-December. Peri Hospital Nepalganj to provide free Ultiplase injections for stroke patients. And Israel destroys high-rise buildings as assault on Gaza City intensifies. Now, the news in detail. The second day of the closed session of the CPN-UML Statute Convention concluded yesterday at the Sunrise Conference Center in Godavari, Lalitpur. According to the party's Publicity and Publication Department Chief Rajendra Gautam, discussions were held in 10 groups based on provinces, valley, central structures, mass organizations, contact coordination committees, and expatriates. 7 reports were discussed in total with representatives from Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali, and Sudurpashim provinces holding separate sessions. Group leaders are set to present their suggestions on the reports today as the convention enters its final day. The event will conclude on the endorsement of contemporary proposals. The CPN-UML second statute convention began on Friday under the slogan, Decisive National Strength Building is Our Resolution, Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepali National Destination. A total of 2,341 participants are attending, including 2,026 representatives from across the country and 315 organizers. The Indra Jatra Festival, one of the Kathmandu Valley's biggest festival celebrations, was observed yesterday with great enthusiasm. The festival, dedicated to Lord Indra, the god of rain, marks the end of the monsoon and the start of the harvest season. The 8-day celebration began with erection of a ceremonial wooden pole at Hanuman Dhoka in Basantapur, followed by traditional dances, processions and the chariot parade of the living goddess Kumari. Kathmandu Durbar Square and the surrounding areas drew large crowds of the devotees and visitors. President Ramchandra Paudel, along with other dignitaries, observed the festival from Gaddi Baithak at Hanuman Dhoka Durbar Square. The festival will conclude on the night of September 11th when the ritual pole known as Indra Dhwaj will be pulled down and later immersed in the Bagmati River at Tiku Dhuvan, continuing a long-held tradition. The construction of the Nagdhunga Sisnekhola tunnel, one of the main gateways to Kathmandu, has reached its final stage. Project officials say about 95% of the work is now complete. Project chief Saujanya Nepal told Radio Nepal that trials of lighting, ventilation, wiring, internal communication, fencing and road safety signs are currently underway. According to Department of Roads spokesperson Prabhat Kumar Jha, all construction works will be finished by mid-October, with the tunnel expected to become fully operational from mid-December. Authorities said the tunnel will significantly ease long-standing traffic congestion in the Nagdhunga area and provide more convenient travel in and out of the Kathmandu Valley. Peri Hospital in Nepalganj has announced it will now provide Ultiplase injections free of cost to patients showing symptoms of stroke. Chief Consultant Physician Dr. Rajan Pandey said the injection, if administered within a critical time window, greatly improves the chances of recovery. A single vial cost around 100,000 rupees, making it unaffordable for many patients. The hospital's decision to provide life-saving drug free of charge is expected to benefit marginalized and economically disadvantaged families. For the first time in Nepal, professional interpreters have come together to strengthen and formalize their field. Nepal's first interpreters meet concluded in Kathmandu on Friday, bringing together over 30 interpreters and language service providers from across the country in a hybrid event. The gathering was inaugurated by Language Commission Chair Dr. Gopal Thakur and chaired by Senior Interpreter Modh Narayan Jha. Participants discussed the history and current state of interpreting in Nepal, the need for professional associations and global lessons. A key milestone of the event was formation of an 11-member ad hoc committee led by Thakur Amgai and a constitution drafting subcommittee headed by Prasoon Singh, paving the way for the country's first interpreters association. Speakers emphasized that the initiative will help safeguard professionalism, set common standards, and elevate the dignity of interpreting as a vital service. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, has called for greater international collaboration to address global health challenges, saying such issues extend beyond national borders. Inaugurating the second Nepal Mount Everest International Conference on Gynecologic Endoscopy, Speaker Ghimire highlighted the importance of collective efforts along with the integration of knowledge and technology to tackle health concerns. Meanwhile, addressing the National Artificial Intelligence Conference in Kathmandu yesterday, Speaker Ghimire said Parliament is studying the use of AI to enhance efficiency. According to him, AI could be applied in communities, speech-to-text conversions, and in analysing legislative data more effectively. Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Paudil has called on the media to identify weaknesses in government functioning while also offering constructive recommendations. Speaking at the annual general meeting of the Society of Economic Journalists Nepal, SEJON, yesterday, Minister Paudil emphasized the importance of economic journalism, saying that journalists play a vital role in strengthening the nation's economy. The government has opened Chulu Sudurpurva or the Chulu Far East, a 6,038-meter mountain peak in Manang district, for climbing. A notice was published in the Nepal Gazette on August 28. The mountain, part of the Annapurna Conservation Area, can be accessed via routes through Jomsom, Kagbini, Jharkot, Mustang, Thorangla, Leather, or through Chame, Sipang, Humde, and Manang Leather. Chulu is often included in the Annapurna Circuit Trek and offers stunning views of Annapurna 2nd, 3rd, 4th, Dhaulagiri, Tilucho and Manaslu. The Mountaineering Association of Nepal will manage climbing activities. A total lunar eclipse will be visible from Kathmandu tonight during the full moon night of the bright fortnight of the month of Bhadra. According to the Nepal Calendar Determination Committee, the eclipse will begin at 11 minutes past 10 p.m. on September 7 and will last for 3.5 hours, concluding at 4 minutes past 1 a.m. on September 8. This marks the first lunar eclipse of the year 2082 Bikram Sambat in Nepal. Officials remind sky watchers that lunar eclipses always occurs during a full moon, providing a spectacular celestial display for those who stay up to observe it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The Israeli military has warned Palestinians in Gaza City to move south as it intensifies its assault on the enclave's largest urban area. Troops have advanced to within a few kilometers of the city center after weeks of heavy strikes on the northern suburbs. On Saturday, forces bombed a high-rise tower following evacuation warnings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Gaza City is a Hamas stronghold and capturing it is essential to defeat the group. Amnesty International, however, has urged Israel to halt the offensive, citing mass displacement, the destruction of homes and civilian deaths. Before the war, Gaza City was home to about 1 million people. Health officials say more than 64,000 Palestinians have been killed since fighting erupted in October 2023 when Hamas's attack on Israel left 1,200 people dead and 251 hostages taken. Israel believes only 20 of the remaining 48 hostages are alive. Families of the captives are pressing for a diplomatic deal, but Netanyahu insists on an all-or-nothing agreement that would see all hostages freed and Hamas defeated. Meanwhile, Hamas has released a video of two captives who say they are being held in Gaza City and fear of their lives as Israel's assault escalates. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of the monsoon winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that today's weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Moderate rain is likely to occur at some places of the hilly region of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the hilly region of Kosi and Karnali province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon low pressure trough is currently positioned near normal position in the eastern part of the country, while it lies slightly south of the near normal position in the western region. Additionally, the low pressure area around Sikkim is expected to influence the weather conditions in the eastern Nepal. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines again. CPN-UML's second statute convention continues with panel discussions leaders to present reports today. Nagdhunga-Sisne-Khola Tunnel in final stage set to open in mid-December. Bheri Hospital Nepalganj to provide free Altiplex injections for stroke patients. And Israel destroys high-rise buildings as assault on Gaza City intensifies. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.